your face. Then we sang a song for the little thing that you called, but the joy you bring running me down the line. Wish you could find out love is a fragile thing that you called from a pretty thing. Maybe it might be time for a better day.
Glad you reminded me about that song. I just love that song. After Robert told us all about it, and this Tim Bergling, Swedish guy, and he had had all these surgeries and things, and I wonder if he wasn't, you know, a product coming out the other side from a lot of abuse himself. And that video is well worth watching. And children that jump off the cliff into the water. And then the revenge of the two that were taken by the wealthy guy, and they had a whole wall full. They did the ones whose duty it was to do that kind of thing. They did them made them look pitiful. Yeah, revenge, but a well deserved what happened to them. So I think we have a caller. We have Chance in West Virginia.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, how are you?
Okay. I heard you mentioned my state. I didn't quite catch what you said. I'm in Greenbrier County. And Pence Springs, I believe you said?
Mm-hmm.
That little town is only a little town of, can't even call it a town, it's a couple of hundred people. It's 15 miles west of me. Now, what did you say about when you said Greenbrier? Did you mean the county or the resort?
Well, yeah, I guess they call it a resort. It's a, you know, a hardened underground thing, but it's
yeah,
it's
that's
not
White Sulphur Springs, right? That's owned by Jim Justice, the governor.
Yeah.
Now, and what did you say about Penn Springs? Like I said, that little community is maybe, I don't know, 200 people. That's 15 miles west of me. What's going on there?
Well, if you look at that, the high command on BitChute, this Timothy, he goes around these different places that are brought up in Jesse Sabota's affidavits and otherwise, and he comes up to an area that's wooded and chained, you know, chain across it, so you can't go in there, and it's real wild looking. But there's a lot of underground things that we don't realize. I mean, tunnel systems that go for miles, you know, even under states and things too. And the Greenbrier, of course, you know, when the Republicans, Congress people basically had to flee. They were on a train, remember, to go to Greenbrier, and had a dump truck. I think they had a drone over them kind of protecting them. But
see,
a dump truck.
That bunker was open for a while. They recently shut it. And that's in White Sulphur Springs. That's in the Greenbrier Resort. It's where they have the golf tournaments and a world-renowned resort.
Mm-hmm.
And that bunker, as far as I know, is closed to the public. Mm-hmm. It has been closed. Now, I don't know if you can go in a certain amount of feet. They'll let you tour, or at least they used to. You can go in, but you can't. They won't let you in thoroughly. So in other words, you mentioned child trafficking was going on in my own county.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going on everywhere, okay? They have this beast is hungry. And every time they come up with something, come to the surface, it gets worse, unfortunately, but that's the pattern. It just increases exponentially. So after the Sound of Freedom, that's what we're seeing. And from Angel Studios, they were directing people to go to organizations that were owned by Clintons and Laura Silsby, I guess, was working with Amber Alerts and John Podesta. You know, so they've got the foxes guarding the hen house, you know.
Wow, that's a letdown to hear this. Like I said, Penn Springs is only 15 miles west of me, and the Greenbrier Resort is only about 20 miles east of me.
Mm-hmm.
And to know this is going on in your own backyard is like a bummer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you wouldn't even know, you know, the ones coming up through the system, I mean, from little children, and then when they're young teens or whatever, and they're still locked in the system, they know where the entrances to the tunnels are, and they might be just by an embankment, by a highway, and you wouldn't know. And they'll travel for miles. They'll travel for days, leading little children with them to wherever they're supposed to come out, the destination, you know, in a different state or an area. And I mean, it just goes on all over the place. And there again, they were trying to blame on the Nazis or whatever, and like they do in the white supremacists and whatever. No, these are satanic, okay? It doesn't matter anything else. It's satanic. It's Antichrist. And they get a lot of power from this, as you heard Tori Smith reading about the different amounts of...
Now, is this guy legit?
Yeah, but he's dead now. Yeah.
Oh, he's dead. Conveniently,
Well, I think he had cancer. He looked really bad the last couple of videos. And you can see a couple of them, too. That one was from the High Command on BitChute, too. Timothy Charles Holmes' video thing there. And... yeah, there's just so much, but more and more is coming out about it and how closely related the military is to all this.
Yeah, well, they're involved. They've got their hands in quite a few things. Direct energy weaponry, from what I'm hearing, and conveniently they show up on the site to provide aid, or so-called aid, quote-unquote aid. Like I said, though, I heard that sound, and I had to call in because... It sent a shock ripple down my spine right here in my own backyard. That's all.
Yeah, I'm sorry to upset you. But I think we need to know. We need to know what we're walking on, what's under our feet, you know?
Of course. Okay, well, thank you now.
Yeah, well, we need to pray for them all, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bye-bye now.
And for each other. Thank you. Okay. Let me see. I think, who was next? Was it Merker or Tom? Okay, Tom in Florida's next.
Yeah, hey, good evening.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, can you hear me, Mer? Hey,
sure.
Mer, how you doing? Listen,
Yeah, okay, listen, first off, the Greenbrier, they have that on the History Channel. You can watch it. That Greenbrier is only set up for 625 people, the Congress people and some of the senators, and it's for staff, for feeding them. And it can only go for, what they showed, it can only last, maintain anybody for like up to a year for food and when they built it for, you know, an atomic bomb blast. Mainly it was built for the Russian Cold War and, you know, nuclear warheads. And so that's the point on that. And there's probably a big base under in the Colorado Springs area. They have a major base underground. I heard it goes 3 miles. It could go even maybe deeper, but that's in Colorado. But that, and there's probably other bases all over the United States, probably have one in Atlanta, could possibly have one in Indianapolis and, you know, even New York and all that. It, so that's no here nor there. But what I really wanted to call you about, Murr, is you bringing up so many great points. But the main point is we're not really talking about when Trump goes for these indictments, is he going to bring out the 51 FBI and CIA agents that said Hunter Biden's laptop was fake and now they've proven it was a lie and it was for real? These people all need to, Brennan, they all need to be put in jail. These are ex-CIA and FBI agents lying their ass off, and they're going after Donald Trump. But these people, if it's proven, and it's already been proven that Hunter Biden's laptop is true, he's smoking crack and having Russian prostitutes and every other prostitute. And I mean, it's such a cabal. And then you had Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese communist spy working in her office for 20 years. And you had a Swalwell. He swallows well. This Eric Swalwell is this guy had a Fang. He was having sex with a Chinese communist spy. And then you've got this insane imbecile Mitch McConnell with his wife Chow Chow, whose father is a admitted communist card carrying member.
Uh-huh.
What is going on here? Mark, just think about this, Mark. I want you to talk about this next time you're on a show or something. I want you to talk about the people of Appalachia, who've been in this country for 200 years or better, and they haven't hardly, their businesses are all going out, Walmart's closing, and their mining towns and all that, they're all going belly up, and you're allowing millions of illegals to pour into the country, you're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine and Israel and Ukraine. In the meantime, you got the white Caucasian population whose families have been entrenched in this country for hundreds of years, basically starving to death. And the poorest people in the United States of America are not Afro-Americans, they're not illegal Mexicans or Central Americans, they're white Americans.
And you know, Tom, in Appalachia, they were self-sufficient, you know, before the 60s when LBJ sent out Sergeant Shriver, his first name was Sergeant, actually. And I'm trying to remember the name of the plan. But, you know, the people up there, they didn't know they were poor because everybody helped everybody and trade things amongst them and brew alcohol and use that for like a currency. And they could also run their cars on it, you know. So that had to stop.
You're actually right. But you know, Murr, I did some research on Detroit. And this will, I don't know if you ever talked about this, Murr, or you ever will and research it. I looked up Detroit. You know that in 1959, Detroit, Michigan was still considered the richest city in the United States per capita in America?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Oakland County is one of the richest counties in the United States. But I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I did some research on Detroit, and I was perplexed. The city is basically, they built out thousands of homes. All the white people flee, and they had, you know, they had 8 Mile and all that. But it was in 1959, it was considered the richest city in the United States per capita for finance.
Well, look at the 1950s cars. Look at the cars that were coming out of there. They were like tanks, you know?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I have a couple of them. I have a couple of Starfires from Oldsmobile. And I've had all kinds of cars from Detroit, of course. And what blows my mind is the white people in this country have allowed this to happen to this country when a bunch of Zionists, who are only 2% of the population, have taken control of our banking system?
It's been done. How? It's boiling frog style, you know, incrementally. Where when after, in Germany in the First World War, they jumped on the chance. And we know it's the Jews, okay? It's the Weimar Republic, Weimar, and now it's Weimerica, right? But within 14 years, they had that placed like it is here now. And they didn't start here really in earnest till the 60s. So 60 years, they learned to take it slower so they could get away with it. And when you were talking about John Brennan, too, he and Michael Aquino, and you probably have heard of him, both met at Jesse Sobota's family home. Now, they have some, I guess, bloodline, a lot of, you know, high bloodline mixtures there. And they would come, and they called it a book club, and they would read To Kill a Mockingbird. So she couldn't wait to, when she got old enough, to read that book. And I don't know how it figured and tied in, but I just thought it was interesting. That was one of her, you know, but she'd been put through all the, you know, torture and stuff too, and come out the other side. And I think this is important for children to know. And like, you know, last week on my show, oh, don't forget my show. It's at 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Yeah, I just found out. Yeah.
I'll try. Yeah. Yep. You know, but
well, you know, more.
I just wanted to finish saying, though, that, you know, the fellow that called him, Jin Lee, and we were talking about Renette Senham and how she was abused for 9 years, right? And then how we were talking about Dane, how he had some childhood trauma. And Jim offered up how he, his parents, I guess he was two, I think he said, when his parents divorced and his father abused him every which way, until Jim got big enough to kick his butt, which was 10 years old. And that's also when he was, you know, fifth grade would be 10 years old, when he was diagnosed, he said, with a 160 IQ.
So, Mer, I'd like to ask you a question. Is it true that I heard that the Fannie Willis and Atlanta, her father was in the Black Panther Party? Is that for real?
Who? What's the name?
Fannie Willis. The one who's prosecuting Trump in Atlanta. Yeah, a militant black woman who's militant, like a lot of these blacks are militant, these DAs, they're being funded by George Soros in the Jewish state and Bloomberg's and all these Zionists. These DAs are taking over our country. And they're, Mark Levin is a Jew, and he was on Newsnow. Yeah. I just watched his whole show, and he's absolutely right. These Jews are Marxist communists. They want to take over the DAs. That's how they're going to take down the government. But what they're doing is they're going around, they're end round in this. But this Fannie Willis had a father who's a Black Panther Party member. Is that for real?
I don't know. I have to look into that. I guess so. And there was different kind of chapters with that too, how they operated. I think some were violent than others, and some had a lot of violence committed on them. You know, the what's his name?
Jack Smith.
Burnett
Jack
Dorn
Smith
and
guy.
Yeah. What's
Jack
his real
Smith
name?
Was in the
have you? You figured out his real name? I haven't found his real name yet.
Who's that?
Jack Smith. That can't be his real name.
He's like Merrick Garland. He's probably a Jew. Merrick Garland's real name. His real name is Garfinkel.
Yeah, Moshe. Moshe Garfinkel.
Yeah. Moshe Garfinkel. I mean,
well, that's what
all
Trump
these Jews,
said.
Look at Whoopi Goldberg. All these Jews, they all changed their names.
Well,
and Biden, Biden. Look at
name
how Biden
stealers.
Stole all that money out of Ukraine and China. He was using alias names. His
That's
name
what
was
Trump
R-
said
R-
right R- away about R- Jack Smith. He said, I wonder what his other name was. You know.
Well, his name was Joe. He was using an initial J.R.B. Ware. J.R.B. Ware. Come on. Can you beware that I'm going to steal all the money and destroy the United States? That's what he's making you aware of. I mean, this is a cabal. Is control? Look, like you were talking about Sound of Freedom. I went and saw the movie the other night. Every kid or every person in the United States at 16 years old should have to watch, be forced to watch that movie if Trump wins the presidency. I would make them at a school curriculum to get an A.
No, I wouldn't
because
force anyone to watch
every
any
kid,
movie. There's too much subliminal stuff. If they don't want to watch it, they shouldn't have to watch it. You know. Because
the
whole
listen,
story,
I
the way it's told, is not true. There again, on the high command, if you scroll down through there, you'll see the true story of what that's about. And then they put it together in this Rambo style, okay?
Well,
people
you know,
don't want to hear that, but that's the truth.
That. But listen, Mer, listen. When you look at the school system, right, the school system throughout the whole United States, none of these kids, okay, no more do they get taught the language, I mean the cursive writing. They don't get taught the right cursive. There's mainly a definite reason for that, and that is so they don't learn how to read the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, nothing of the founding documents of this country. That's why they took cursive out. They don't want to have these kids have any kind of thought of elegance about our past. They want everything. You just sign an X, and that's how you get your check. Sign.
Yeah, this,
an X.
This has
all
been going on.
Use an X to sign your name.
This has been going on two or three generations now, and it's really hindered some people in their professions, you know. Like a doctor, I'm trying to think who it was, but was involved with some of the secret stuff and all, and his the young woman that was helping him, he had to print for her. She said, I can't read what you're writing. So he had to print for her.
Well, yeah. You know, right now there's a congresswoman here in Florida, that she wants to, she's going to put a bill, I guess, in October, September, October, that English will be an official language. We have to also make that an official language of the country. We can't have Chinese or Spanish. We got to make an official language of this country, or we'll lose this country in the next 20 years. It'll be like Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yeah,
I mean, we got to stop a lot of nonsense, Murr. And you know, it starts with the majority, not the minority. The majority's got to take back and roar like a lion. And you got to take back your country, or be like a bear.
Thank you, Tom. I got to get to a couple other callers. I really appreciate you calling in, though. That was fun. Thank you. And so next we have Mirka in California on line 5. Hello, Mirka.
Hey, Mer.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
It's not as late out there, huh?
Yeah, it's raining right now. And there's,
right. You're supposed to be getting a hurricane, huh?
Yeah, but I think it's going to pass us here quick. It was on more towards the L.A. County and running through Texas pretty heavy.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah.
We had an earthquake today.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a 5.01, I think they said.
Yeah, it was 5.1. But the thing
was stronger than that. They never tell the truth about anything.
It was pretty strong, but it was short.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't seem like a regular earthquake, though. Like
it's shifting on the surface or something, kind of thing.
Yeah, it was more like a speed bump. Like you felt like you're going over a speed bump. So I don't know. I reached out to some California people, and some of them felt it, some of them didn't.
Yeah. Dr. Lorraine Dade, today on my show, you know, we talked about that briefly, and I asked if there'd ever been hurricanes here. She said never. She said they should stick with earthquakes. They know how to do them.
Right. The hurricane is just weird. I think I reached out to Annie, and she told me that she was thinking about how everything happened in Hawaii, and she was thinking something was going to come our way, and it happened.
How about that?
I know. Kind of crazy, right?
Yeah. But I really am a believer that, you know, we're not going to take this back. I'm sorry. Do you see anybody repenting and turning to God? Not enough, you know?
Right.
And people don't want to hear that kind of thing, but guess what? You know,
yep.
I mean, before they were taken into captivity, and instead they just bring in the invaders now. We can just stay right here and be captured. So
it was kind of like, oh, wow, it just happened, and we were getting ready to go for a walk. I ended up driving out to the park because we're at home doing some homework, studying, and when we got to the park, we prayed, so.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's never a wrong thing to do. It's always the right thing to do.
Just so we have protection and shielding, so we need that.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I just wanted to say hi.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. See you Monday morning. Back at work, right?
Yep, exactly. Talk to you later.
All right.
Have a good
night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next we have Nancy in California on line 5.
Yes, I had wanted to confirm if Herman, and I don't know how to pronounce his last name, the emergency response chief in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I was trying to confirm that what you said, that he's Jewish, and I cannot find anything that says he is. It says he's a Christian.
Oh, the one who's Jewish is Josh Green, the Covenant.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, okay. So, now, who were you
hold
saying?
Hold on a sec. I'm just going to look at this. So I had watched a video, and there was a comment below, and it said Josh Green is a Jew, and the leader of the emergency response is a Jew. Why is every evil activity in the U.S. involve Jews?
Hmm.
So who is the leader of the emergency response?
He was the same one that was the police chief in Las Vegas during
John Pelletier or whatever, however you pronounce
his
name.
Yeah, Pelletier or something like that, right?
He's a Jew?
Oh, I don't know. You say you saw this under a video? I hadn't researched him.
Well, this was a comment under another video that dealt with the Lahaina situation, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, the guy that was supposed to be having the sirens going on resigned. I'm sure he wasn't allowed or even knew that he should turn on sirens, or he may have even been threatened if he did, you know?
I think he was following instructions.
Yeah. And to resign is probably the only indication that he wasn't down with the plan kind of thing, I think. Perhaps.
I agree.
But when you look at those videos.
He's not a super wealthy person. This Pelletier, the chief of police, he has already, maybe this was old news, shortly after he got in, he wanted a 29% pay increase.
For himself?
Yes. And they were low on officers, so he's not doing a very good job. He's going light on crime, which is a tactic that's happening with these communists. They're going light on crime, letting criminals go, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's incredible where we find ourselves today.
It is. It really is. But, you know, it really makes the believers stronger in their belief, you know, because we see everything.
I think that Mike Rivero was right, that they would love to have the people rise up, because then it would make their job easier. It wouldn't rest on their shoulders. And I think we need to hold steady.
Yep.
There are still good people in government. I personally know a lot of people who are praying.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have been humbled and their eyes have been opened, and they're just in disbelief of what's happening. Yeah. And the longer this goes on, you know, we still have our guns. I think that they would love to get our guns away from us before everything breaks loose.
Mm-hmm.
And so the faster it accelerates with us still having our guns, and the more it opens up people's eyes. Like, for instance, next month, I hear that they're going to come out with another lockdown.
Yeah.
And it doesn't bode well for them, the people trying to perpetrate this on us.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But we really do have to strengthen our faith, because you can only prepare so much, you know? And whoever said it, that doesn't really matter how many guns we have if they want to hit us with a directed energy weapon or something, you know?
Oh, right. Yeah. They'll just melt those guns with our bodies.
Right. And even some of that isn't even melting. It's liquefying. You know, these technologies they have, we're kind of in denial about that, too.
Right,
know?
Yes. Oh, by the way,
can you hold on?
Pentagon.
I think we're about to go on break. Can you hold on?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com. And use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Christopher Cross. Okay. Nancy, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good.
So before I go, I just wanted to share one thing, and that is that 4 years ago in Popular Mechanics, there was an article that was entitled "The Pentagon Wants to Test a Space-Based Particle Beam by 2023. I believe that they've done it before this. In Santa Rosa, California, they had some anomalous they had a fire with some anomalies, and also in Paradise, California.
Mm-hmm. I think they're doing it in Canada, too.
Oh, yes. All over now. They've gone haywire. I mean, this is one way to get people to destroy our property.
Right.
And then try to corral us into little pens, which they call smart cities.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then
anyway,
stack them and pack them, right?
We just need to resist and not cooperate and say, and we know we can't trust our government anymore. And according to what I've been hearing, the government has not helped the people in Maui at all. They've been having to help themselves, and they're being, if anything, the government is preventing them from even helping themselves.
There were a lot of, supplies brought in, and they weren't allowed to distribute them because they hadn't been okay.
That's right.
Or homemade meals and things, and they weren't done at a place that was licensed, so it's crazy. Cool,
yes. That's
what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's another one bit of information that fits in with this, and that is the HAARP. Have you heard of HAARP?
Mm-hmm, yep.
The HAARP, and Nick Begich, his father was a congressman, Nick Begich.
Mm-hmm.
If you Google Angels Still Don't Play This HAARP by Nick Begich, you can watch his video. He talks about how with this technology, they can actually, with this high energy, they can affect our internal organs in a bad way. They can also affect our brain. So this one, there is this research with this bull, and they were in the rain, and the bull was charging, and he just pushed the button, and the bull stopped right in its tracks. They can give us sensations of pain and burning that aren't happening, but it feels like it is. And they don't have to have a diode or anything implanted in our brains. They can just beam that energy and activate certain areas of the brain, which will affect our behavior.
Yeah.
If you watch that video about the 49-minute mark, you can, if you want to get right to that point, but the whole video is very worthwhile.
Well, what video was that? I missed that.
It's Nick Begich.
Oh, okay.
And
Angels,
do you know
still
how to
don't
spell?
Play this?
Yes. Angels Still Don't Play This HAARP. Do you know how to spell his last name?
Yeah, Begich, I think. No?
Let me get it up here. So, Begich.
Yeah, okay.
His father
Thank you.
Was a congressman in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
His father...
And, died in a plane crash, right? With
Well, there was a plane crash. They knew there were survivors. Never found the survivors. His father was never recovered. I do believe he was murdered. A lot of mystery surrounding that. And, yes, that was Nick's father. They were
and
both
I'm
Nick.
Trying to think who was flying with him. Chuck, what's the name? Chuck something. I want to say Willis, but I know that's not right. I don't think. But yeah.
Yeah, it's when you really analyze all the way back, even World War, you know, I heard somebody, I believe it was on RBN, that said we did not win World War II. Communism won World War II, and I believe it wholeheartedly. And then they, you know, massacre. I mean, in broad daylight, in front of his wife, hit him in the head, you know, JFK. It is so repulsive. I just would love get my hands on these people, put them on trial, and give them the execution that they deserve. In fact, they don't even deserve an execution. They deserve to suffer.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because I really researched that thoroughly, and like Brian Anderson and Mark Anderson, and there's proof, really. You know, the video about JFK didn't come out for 12 years, and they were already doing CGI and Disney with Mary Poppins and stuff, you know. So in 12 years, they made this. And we see a little puff of blood, and the whole thing was made up, you know. And,
you don't think he really was killed?
No. He abdicated
and
was abducted. Yep. He was taken to Polish-speaking. Yeah, he was taken to Polish.
I believe he was
Nobody wants to believe that. But that's one reason they can't. If they were going to actually release what really happened, people wouldn't believe it, you know. We like this martyr syndrome, and they did the same thing with the Romanovs in Russia,
you know.
I would love to believe that he wasn't murdered in front of his wife, but I believe he was murdered in front of his wife.
No, and in fact, she
and
was
it traumatized.
Part of,
it she traumatized was of, the whole nation.
Yeah, it did, but she was part of the setup to get him out of office. And if you see this information, and it's you can find it the archives, RBN archives, November 22nd on the 2021, because I was after Mark Anderson to have the fella on again, and he tried to find, and he finally got a hold of his wife, and he had died on the 1st of November of last year.
I believe Michael Collins Piper, who wrote Final Judgment, and I believe that, unfortunately, he was murdered. And I believe that Sirhan Sirhan was an MK Ultra who killed his brother. And it's really, you know, just a distraction and a fanciful imagination to think that he was whisked off and that he wasn't murdered and shot in his head. I just don't believe it. And I don't believe he had an affair with Marilyn Monroe. I think they were trying to taint him and taint his reputation because I think he was a great man.
Well, you have to really look into it, and there's much more to it. But he wasn't exactly who we prop him up to be. Okay? But that's fine. I mean, none of us are perfect. No one's righteous, not one.
He did have
an affair with Mary Pinchot Myers. Cord Myers, CIA, was her ex-husband. And she was shot on the on a footpath there in D.C. not too long after.
You know what? What's kind of telling to me is that JFK's father was accused of being anti-Semite.
Well, of course, you know, that's part of it. But he also was playing the game to some extent. He fixed the vote in Chicago to get, Jack in. So, you know, I mean, the world is just interesting but complicated, you know? So,
well,
but if you look at their archive, you'd find it very interesting, I think. Because they have the live stream there, and it's very interesting. But it takes a while.
Can you remind me who you had on last week?
Well, Jim Lee called in, and, he wasn't sure whether, I guess he had a lot of interviews and stuff, but he did call in. And you asked him what his credentials were?
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember what the topic was at the moment. What were we talking about?
Well, if you go to him is Climate Viewer, but he was abused as a child too. I think is how we were fitting it into the conversation here tonight. But climateviewer.com and .org is his maps, and then at Climate Viewer at YouTube you'll find his work. But
remind me what the topic was.
Well, we were talking about, climate manipulation, weather manipulation. So, or geoengineering, you could call it too. But
he was criticizing.
I was criticizing
Dane Wigington.
I called into the show when Steve Elkins had Dane Wigington on, and asked him if he would debate Jim Lee. You know, but of course, no. He just called him a mudslinger, but. That's not at all the case.
He is.
You know.
Well, I don't, that Lee guy, I'm sorry, but he's not even credentialed.
Nancy, do you believe in credentials? Dane isn't either. No, what he told you was, and told all of us, was he was diagnosed, humor, with 160 IQ in fifth grade. So that's about 10 years old, about the same time.
That's what he's telling us. How do we know that's true? I mean,
you look at his work. Go look at his work, okay? He's a very smart guy. Very smart guy. But he's a good guy, too. And like he says, don't attack people, attack ideas.
What he was doing. He was doing just the opposite with Dane. He was saying nobody likes him. He's so hard to get along with. All of his neighbors, he just fights with everybody. He was doing the ad hominem attack on Dane.
Well, You'd have to look into this a little more because he's not truthful. I'm sorry. Dane is not truthful. He's saying CO2, all right, carbon dioxide, is man-made pollutant, and it's helping destroy us. And it's plant food. So, you know, he's following too much of the government line.
I've watched some of his videos, that's not the message I was left with. The message with was the spraying, the chemtrails, the harm that these people who are trying to convince us that there's global warming with all of their weather manipulation and their chemtrails and so on and so forth, that they're having real harmful impact in their efforts to deceive us.
I think so, too. I think they get caught up in their own stuff. But the whole reason for him calling in and us talking about that was the video that I asked everyone to look at the week before. All right. And then I was told that, that I was going to trash him. And that wasn't the case at all. I was going to explain something and tell the truth. And what Dane was doing what he usually does, lawfare, going after, in this case, Renette Senham, who was starting a suit against the government, against the military for geoengineering. And he came after her for copyright. And he does this to everyone, but yet he's the one that plagiarizes. These are just facts. So that's what I wanted to bring forward.
That's why we lose, because there's so much infighting.
That's an excuse, because, okay, fine. None of us are perfect, and there's infighting. But we also have to know what's real and what's the truth. We have to know this. You know?
Let me ask you. Okay, do you ever listen to Chris Switzer?
Yeah, I've listened to Chris
Switzer. He had on Adam Green. What do you think of Adam Green?
I only listened to a few minutes of it.
They're supposed to be on the same side, and they're fighting. They're fighting over the one difference. Forget that, then.
Adam Green wants everyone to think that Christ is a figment, okay? And I'm not having it.
Because that's exactly what our enemy would like. And that's what they've always wanted, is to destroy Christ and his memory. And I don't even understand why he would make that his major, I don't know, maybe just on that program it was his major thrust. Because that was the one difference.
And he had his buddy with him that was, I guess, on the same. I only heard a few minutes. I did save it off and put it in that chat room if I ever go around to listening to it. But go ahead.
Chris should have never allowed two. It was two against one. He should have only allowed Adam. And then I said, okay, we're going to need to have these rules. You get a minute, I get a minute.
Yeah.
They're all just talking over each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, we can't go back in time and fix things, how much better that might be, but we'd probably make it worse. It unfolds how God wills it to, and that's how it'll be. But thank you, Nancy. I appreciate your call and spending some time here with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you and your efforts and your help organizing chat.
Thank you. Yeah, I have fun. I just like to try to be of help if I can be, But I have a strong, I have an opportunity. I'm going to say it how I see it, Bring the truth forward.
Have a good night.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Thanks. Okay, we have Bruce in Texas on line 3, please. Bruce?
Hello, Mer.
Hey.
Hey, first of all, I'm going to be real quick here. But I love the sound of the crickets at night.
I know.
It sounds great.
I took off my earphones. I thought, wow, they really are loud.
That's the sound of nature. That's the sound of life,
Yeah.
Here where I live, close to Houston, the subdivisions and just the state of mind here, people are so detached from nature. They're so exploitive of nature, and it's all about materialism. And they, the thing is, these people just flood everything with pesticides. You see these pesticide trucks going up and down, and they spray for mosquitoes, so it's big business. We got chemical plants down the road, and it's all tied in. And the county pays for it, and so it's like a kickback, and these trucks just spray just clouds of mosquito pesticide. And so you see the birds looking like hungry, looking for insects, in vain, because we don't hardly have any more bugs. It's disgusting.
Over here in 2011, after all these, you could see these giant clouds coming across from the west, and they were like, I think it was on WGN, they, you know, I picked up on the satellite at the time, I guess it was, or maybe a computer, anyway, they had these like 60,000 feet high clouds, but a lot of them wouldn't drop off any rain, and I saw a lot of mutant insects, all different types, and, you know, and the commonality was they were just very frantic. You know, they weren't going to live that long. They definitely weren't going to reproduce, you know. But one of them was calm, looked like a little cartoon character, I tell you. You know, wow. So weird.
That's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, but...
And, one other thing. Oh, Christopher Cross made that song Ride Like the Wind that you heard.
Yeah,
he's from
yeah,
my hometown.
Yeah.
He grew up very close to me. And he's a little bit older, though, and that backup singer you heard was from the Doobie Brothers. I had time to look him up. Michael McDonald.
I thought I recognized it. He was in there? I thought I recognized his voice.
Yeah, he was with the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan. I'm sure you know both those.
Yeah. I'm from that era.
That's good music. Yeah, and Christopher Cross was also an aspiring race car driver, but he didn't make it all the way to the top, but he did pretty well for himself. Kind of yeah. More of a celebrity intro to anything. But I don't have anything else for you, but
yeah.
Good show. I just find it kind of you know, out there that there's tunnels under Walmarts moving kids back and forth. To me, they would just move them in a van. But I have no doubt that there is a child, you know, exploitation and mutilation and actually sacrifice. So that goes on. I'm not doubting that at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the vans or under the stores, it doesn't matter, right?
Right. It's happening and it doesn't need to happen.
That's true.
We have an underground society of predators.
Yeah.
Pretty pathetic. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. Well, so I'm left here with nobody. This is fun, though. I hope Robert lets me babysit again. It was fun. So, some more of this bit that's so hard to take about what's going on with the children. And you wonder what happened, you know, with those two ships they had when Trump was clearly in office. He may still be, who knows. But the ships on either coast, the white ships with the Red Cross, and then with the White House. And there were small figures seen coming out, being led by an adult. You know, and the story goes that they were living underground and they had to come out at night. They couldn't stand the light of the sun. And people living down under like that for generations, you know? And it's just hard to grasp that we could be so cruel. But when you think about it, and one of Dr. Day's topics we'll be getting into too, you know, about the three city states. There's only three. There's, of course, the Vatican, but although I think London was first, the city of London, that square area there that even the Queen has to ask permission to get into. So that's the money system. And then you have the, of course, the Vatican, Vatican City, and of course, D.C. And D.C. is all about, you know, spiritual, supposedly, with the Vatican. And D.C. is all about the military. So this whole country has been about the about these, ruled by these, and now I guess in China. And we've got a couple more callers. Yay! So Mike in Kentucky, and then Jenna in Washington.
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to chime in with a little bit of, and I would encourage anybody to look up Kevin Shipp. A couple of years back, he was begging everybody to get the word out about his situation, and I think he felt like he was in real jeopardy. So he went to Dane Wigington and made a video. And during his story, he was begging people to get the word out. And somebody shared it to Facebook, And I had just learned how to do this where you right-click on the thing and get the video URL and go over to 4K Downloader and you could download it. And so I didn't see all of his whatever copyright and everything that he had on the original YouTube. And I don't think I have 2,000, 3,000 Facebook friends and, you know, 1,200 followers maybe.
I heard you talking to Steve Elkins about this at the end of his show last week.
Yeah.
And you ran out of time. And could you email me about that? It's SHIPP.
It had watermarks and everything. It gave credit where it was found and everything. And somehow somebody must have told him that I had grabbed that. I didn't think anybody, you know, and he would delete all copies and all this stuff. And I'm like, this guy's begging for people to get the word out. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I saw the video when Dane had him on the stage and he introduced him. And then, like you said, he turned on him. This is the thing.
Well, or something. People. I mean, Kevin Shipp decided to do his own version, and that's the one that I put on our local cable access. I mean, I don't even think we reached 10 or 12,000 cable subscribers at that time. So it wasn't no big threat to, and it was actually promoting his webpage because it has his watermark all over it.
Yeah,
so
just
a little bit weird. I didn't have a good experience with Dane Wigington because of that. It kind of made me feel a little bit leery of him.
I appreciated you pointing that out, too. And I might have emailed you about it, but you have my email, so... if you could, please send me some more info about that, would you? And
that's just the basics. You got more callers. I'll let you get to the last call.
Yeah, I got one more from... I got Jenna in Washington. Thank you, Mike. Hi, Jenna. Thanks for calling. Uh-oh. Jenna? Oh. Maybe she just... I thought it was too late or something. Aw, Jenna. Really liked your hosting, your guest hosting for Ingrid. And your call-ins to different shows, Jenna. You're great. Smart lady. Lovely voice. So I guess I just did her call for her. I don't But thank you. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, every listener. Pasiba, daspadanya.
Hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.